In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Chris Young, back to keep us company. You've had a very eventful, we're almost halfway through 2025, but very eventful for you already with this new record deal.
It's so wild to think that we're almost halfway through the year.
Isn't it nuts?
Well, I thought that the end of this year was going to be my deal with Sony was at an end, and I got to be a free agent. You know, I sort of got to, I'm a huge sports nut. So I've told everybody, I was like, I got to play free agent for the first time. And I totally ruined it by going and meeting with people that I immediately fell in love with and I signed and had to cancel all the other interviews.
You didn't even get to do like the full free
I didn't do the lap. I met with Black River. And fell in love with everybody that's there. A lot of them I know. Some of them from Sony previously that I'd worked with over the years. And it was just the right fit. And I immediately was like, this is where I'm supposed to land.
Yeah.
And I said that walking out of the meeting. We took a three-hour meeting. And I don't do three-hour meetings.
No.
I don't. I just saw your eyes roll in the back of your head. You're like, no.
Three-hour meeting? Like, is there alcohol being served?
Oh, yeah. No. No, there was not. There was a lot of songs played and a lot of business discussed. But it was very, very cool. And honestly, they care. Mm-hmm. And everybody that I've worked with over the years has cared. But you know, when it's time for you to make a move or make a decision where you change a lot of things that you've done in the past, sometimes it's difficult. And then sometimes you like trip and fall into a great situation like I'm in. Mm-hmm. We ended up setting a record for my first week with stations that added the song and started playing the song. And I've been around for quite a while. I signed my record deal when I was 20.
That's so wild.
If you are on a label that long and then you can have a bunch of number ones and then break a record on week one, how many people are playing your new song, it's a really good sign. And that's a testament to Black River. I will absolutely put that on their shoulders. And Bill Mackey, everybody over there is just absolutely incredible.
They're a phenomenal team. We love everybody over there. And it's funny, I was talking to Blake Shelton about this recently, who had a record label change. And he just talked about like how good it feels and how like re-energized he feels about his music and his art, like going into everything. Like he said, it kind of like lit a new fire under him. Do you feel like that?
I don't know if it's a new fire. I think it's the same fire. Maybe we just poured some gasoline on it. It's definitely exciting, and the new song, Till the Last One Dies, is just an absolutely beautiful love song. I don't want to be like, you know, reaching, I don't want to be like over ambitious, but like 99% of the people that are getting married this year should use it as their first dance song at their wedding. I don't want to say 100% because you don't want to be greedy.
Yeah.
But I just love this love song.
It's such a good song. I was really excited to see you cut it. So Jordan Walker is a good friend of mine and his wife Annie, who inspired the song. So when they said you were cutting it, I was so excited. Talk about what you thought the first time you heard the song and why you fell in love with it.
Honestly, I heard it and I got really mad because all three of the writers on it have written songs with me, including Jordan, who has another one on the record. You're welcome, Jordan, butthole. he didn't even play me the song. I heard this song from someone else because I asked them, Rusty Gaston, who's over Sony Publishing, not Sony the record label. They're separate. But Rusty played me the song. I was just like, I think this is a hit. And I listened to it and I was like, y'all couldn't wait for me to write this title? Like, come on, man. But it is an absolutely beautiful song, great melody. And I fell in love with the love song. And just was like, this is going to be the first single. And we were going back and forth at one point between this song and like a big party fun song that mm-hmm. is still going to be a single at some point, no doubt. But my manager, who's actually sitting in the room behind us right now, she walked in and she goes, you know how long it's been since you released just like a straight up wedding love song?
I was trying to think the same thing because you've had some real bangers the last few years.
It's been a lot of tempo. And mm-hmm. I started looking. I was like, no, it hadn't been that long. There's no way. Like, a lot of people go, you're playing half your sets love songs. And I started looking and I was like, never mind, I'm wrong. It has been a long time.
What was the last one?
Maybe Who I Am With You.
Yeah, management. Which,
I mean,
wow, that's crazy.
It's a long time ago. So very exciting for me and a fun departure from what I guess most people would expect you to put out, like a really big up-tempo rocking song as like your first single, especially when you change labels. And I really believe that part of what I love so much about being there is they trusted me to put out a love song that's a ballad first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great. It's such a good song. I'm so excited for you. You mentioned the album, and I saw that you posted about this on Instagram. Like, you're wrapping up the back half. Like, where are you? How close to done are you?
It's almost done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We were in the studio actually Thursday and Friday, so you know, a couple days ago, and got a whole bunch of stuff tracked, ready to go. I'm singing vocals today. Actually, before I sat down with you, I was just booking the vocal sessions with my co-producer, Andy Sheridan, who's awesome. And just really, really excited. You know, I totally screwed the beginning of my year. We were talking about how it's almost the middle of the year, and it seems just unreal to say that. But
what do you mean you screwed the beginning of the year?
I was supposed to be off.
Oh,
I was like, I'm going to take like December and November and January and just like relax. I didn't do that. I never do that. I'm very ADD. And when this fell in my lap, they were like, well, we should get to work on this right away. So we've been basically in the studio, me and Andy, since the end of last year.
Wow.
Getting this stuff done so that we can put new music out for everybody. So
what can you say about this next collection of songs? Like, as far as like, is there a cohesive message? Is there where you are in your life right now? Is it a collection of everything?
Well, I think something that another artist told me one time, I think is very encapsulating of like every single album that you will ever make. If you make one, if you get to make 100, I don't know who that is.
Willie Nelson,
yeah. But it's a snapshot of where you are in time as an artist. What you feel, what resonates with you, what you've written, what you find.
What are those things for you?
I don't know. I think this is really just about having a whole lot of freedom and the ability to, if I want to do a song where I've just got steel guitar all over it, that's totally fine. If I want to do something where I'm standing in the studio with two of my good friends, which we did 3 days ago from the time we were recording this, me stomping with a mic set up next to our feet to get part of a track that we want, like a stomp clap thing, and all of us just like laughing, telling jokes and goofing off, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
You get to just make art. It's never perfect. It's always abandoned, but you work as hard on it as you possibly can.
That's exciting. I feel like you're like in such a good place with this album. And I was thinking about how it'll be, you mentioned, you know, if you make 100 albums, this will be your 10th studio album, right?
So technically
the Christmas albums, yeah, probably, or something, right? Well,
yeah, I think if you use the Christmas album, I think that then it makes it 9 and this will be 10.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, I think that's the... That's where we're at.
Everybody's got the math on that is different for everyone. But still,
if you go on the internet, it depending on where you look at it, it says I've got 12 number ones or 16. I've got 14, but again,
exactly.
it's just one
the
of those things.
Never gets
of,
that right.
Well, it also never gets old. By the way, it also never gets old having songs that people love and that I get to hear just randomly places playing. That's the most exciting part, is when you'll be on the lake and there's like a boat going by you and they're playing something that you're on, and you just kind of sit there and like geek out for a mm-hmm. second.
This being 10th studio album, and also like talking about how you signed your record deal when you were 20. Like, what do you think you at 20 thinks about you getting ready to put out your 10th album? Like,
I can't say the word, but full of it. That's the polite way to put it. I don't think I would have believed that I would have been able to accomplish half the things that I've been lucky enough to do. And that's, you know, 100% due to everybody that's chosen to listen to my music and chosen to love it and chosen to go to shows. So pretty grateful.
For sure. You mentioned 14 number ones, obviously like 2 decades in this industry. Like, you're still in the middle of like very successful career, and you talk about all the things you've accomplished. Like, what's next? Like, what are you talking about with your team that you're like, we haven't done this yet and I really want X?
Looks in cursive at everyone behind me. Anybody got something we need to accomplish?
Just something that you're excited about this year. Like, what's the next thing for you that you're like, milestone wise?
Just one more step forward. I think for me, that's the biggest thing. I believe you can sort of will things into existence, but you can't ever pick your timing.
That's for sure.
So sometimes when you try to force something to exist, like in the next 6 months, I'm going to do blank. Maybe it happens a year and a half from then.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. So just 1 foot in front of the other and continuing to work hard in the studio with friends, and I'll take what I can get.
You're celebrating a big birthday in June.
I am.
You're 40, eh? Do you have any big plans? Like, that's usually everybody, you know, sets something up.
So I actually told a lot of people, I was like, I just sort of want to go hang with my friends. So I'm going to go somewhere for my birthday this year, but it's not going to be like a huge deal. It's just going to be something fun and get some hang time with my friends. I've actually got like a group of my friends. There's about 10 of us, and we nicknamed ourselves Ohana because Ohana means family. Oh, it's from Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
Like, it's a whole thing. And all of us are very different. We all live like all over the country. I'm the godfather to a buddy of mine's kid who lives in California, and he's a part of this group. And I was talking to him last night on the phone about playing video games. Like, all of us have like completely different things, but we've all sort of come together, and that's my really close group of friends.
Chosen family is just as important as the family.
Yeah,
you're
so
related to.
I'm probably going to take as many of them as I can, and just go somewhere and do something fun.
That's going to be awesome. Well, happy early birthday!
Thank you.
Tons of shows on the calendar this summer: fairs, festivals, amphitheaters, all the stuff.
The week after my birthday,
exactly. Yeah, like you talk about, you want some time off. You definitely don't have any.
I don't have any. No.
What does day of show look like for you? Like, everybody's got like some people are like religious with their routines. Some people it's something different every day. Do you have stuff that you do with a band before you go on stage? Like.
Oh, man. I would say for me, day of show is obviously sound check, maybe get out and see something local, try and find a gym, or in the unfortunate case where there's not one, there are kettlebells under the bus. So we decide if we want to do that or not day of. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully, you know, barring anything like crazy happening, get out there and give the best show that we can. Not too long ago, when I say like anything crazy happening, I was on a festival with Thomas Rhett, and I got to my very last song, and he was closing the festival right after me. And me and him had to go like run back and jump on my bus because this huge windstorm came through and it was blowing stuff across the deck. And I was like, well, I almost got my whole show in.
Right.
And he had to wait until it was done. So I don't think he got done until like 1 a.m.
You know what? Like a rain delay like that or a wind delay, something always kind of sucks. But some of my favorite memories are like a Garth Brooks concert at Yankee Stadium that didn't end till 3 a.m. because of the rain.
Okay, well, now you just, hang on. Now you just unlocked like one of my worst memories, which was I was doing a show with Garth here in town, and I had talked with him. I was opening for, obviously, him, and I was like, I'd normally play like, as far as a cover, I play one of your songs. I play Papa Love Mama. And he goes, what if I just come out and sing it with you? And I was like, what?
Yes.
I was like, okay. So I had played 3 songs or 4 songs, and I was getting ready to play that, and he was going to run out on stage and join me. And I just see behind the crowd on the video wall where it's like a very serious like security message, and it rained so hard that it like flooded the stadium, and they had to, we went backstage and we're trying to stay so that the show could still go on, and it didn't happen. I'm like, great, now I'm never going to get to do that
almost
with Garth.
This moment.
And he invited me back for the next, like the reschedule.
I
got to do it with him. But yeah, that was just like the most deflating moment of all time.
I'm sure.
It's like, oh yeah, country music legend, I get to sing one of his songs with him in front of a stadium full of people, and then weather.
Everyone's like, please exit immediately.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What about embarrassing things? Like, what's the most embarrassing or nerve-wracking thing that's happened on stage?
I ripped my pants on stage one time.
It seems like somebody should come out with a line of jeans for male country artists, because the number of you that have ripped your pants on stage, like, I don't think anybody's coming out without that.
Luckily, it was the back of the pants. Yeah. But I couldn't tell how bad it was.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'm not going to turn around.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know what color underwear I have on right now. Like,
yeah.
And so I sort of like walked sideways over to my bass player who was on stage right, and I was like, hey, I think I split my pants. And we're like smiling, talking to each other, yeah, like we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Just trying to fake my way through it. And he looks down and just starts laughing hysterically. So I'm like, okay, it's bad. I don't know how bad, but just judging by his reaction, I think it's very bad. So I never turned around for the entire show.
Stop.
I walked back, and I mean, this is a long time ago, but it was like a really big festival for me at the time. Like, I'd never played one of these, and so I was really excited to be there and wanted it to be a good show. And I'm like, now I look awkward because every time I go to put my guitar down, I didn't have a guitar tech, so I had them on stands behind me. I just backed up, and the crowd's probably looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy?
I'm sure no one noticed, but definitely, like, we'll take your head like out of the moment for sure.
End of the show, I told them that I'd ripped my pants. And then I got back to the bus, I took the pants off. So mad at my bass player at the time, because it was a rip maybe like the size of the Apple logo on the back of it.
So it wasn't even that bad.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you were acting like
I dropped it low and maybe nobody even noticed.
I could have. Yeah. But that
like
was
next time. Like, tell me when to stop. Like, how
that was embarrassing. I have to say, knock on wood.
I don't even know where's it. Yeah, that the floor is fake.
Oh, Lord.
Wood, but
yeah, that's fake wood. We're going to pretend. Knock on wood.
Yep.
I haven't fallen off stage. I haven't pulled the Luke Bryan yet.
Oh,
I think he holds the record for numbers of times that
number
he
number of times goes to Luke. Most epic goes to Ernest. Have you seen that fall at Fenway? Oh my God!
First of all, I was terrified for Ern. I was like, is he all right? If you want to go back in the file a little bit, a really fantastic trip and fall was Paisley.
Oh, where did he have
a go? He was running across his set, and he was going from one side of the stage to the other. You know, if you trip and then you realize you're going to fall, but you're trying not to fall, and so it looks like someone's falling in slow motion forever. Mm-hmm. He did that, fell down. Oh, like, he stood up. He was like, I'm okay. But he goes, yeah, I bruised myself pretty good.
Oh, God, that's awful. Did you see Thomas Rhett fell and, like, sprained his ankle real bad?
Mm-hmm.
God. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like the worst thing that could happen is that you fall and get hurt. I'm like, I don't know about you, but if I fall down, I'm probably not getting back up.
If you ever come see me at a show, if I'm walking down like the thrust, like the the end of the stage towards like a festival crowd or anything, if you notice that I'm like trying to lean over and like grab things and sign them for fans and then I stop, it's because I think I might fall because it's a little too far. So it's like, is a cowboy hat worth me just taking
just
a dive off of the side of the stage?
Too funny. Well, I'm glad that hasn't
Fingers crossed.
Yet. Stay on 2 feet. Keep your pants together. Chris Young, thank you so much for coming to see us. I love this new song. So excited for more new music.
I love that we end the interview with stay on 2 feet. Don't split your pants.
Yep.
Beautiful love song.
Exactly. Thanks so much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.